Nagulat ng husto ang 63 taong gulang na Hing Hong nang masuri siyang may prostate cancer. 4 na taon na ang nakakalipas.
First, when I hear that, I feel very sad because cancer is always bad.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Hong na sa kanyang pinanggalingang syudad ng Hong Kong, limitado lamang ang impormasyon tungkol sa prostate cancer. Pinuri niya ang kanyang GP dahil sa maaga nitong pagsusuri sa kanya.
My GP suggests me to blood test regularly, and then I did one biopsy test and found out that there's a cancer cell.
Subalit ang proseso ay nagbago na buhat noon. Sa ilalim ng mga patakarang sinusuportahan kamakailan ng Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, ang mga GPs ay kakausap lamang ng tungkol sa prostate screening kung ito ay hihilingin mismo ng mga pasyente. Sinabi ng Pangulo ng Kolehiyo, Dr. Frank Jones, na ito ay bahagi ng pagsisikap na bawasan ang labis na pagsusuri at hindi kailangang paggagamot.
The problem is we don't have great diagnostic aids to help us. So really this is about a benefits versus harm risk. The tests that we have are twofold. One is historically is the finger up the tail end to feel the prostate, and that's been shown not really to help us that much unless a man has got specific symptoms, for example, blood in the urine, etc. We would obviously want to look at that very closely. But secondly, we have this blood test, this PSA, which is really what the controversy is all about. So we know that over 1,000 men who are given a PSA blood test, only 2 out of that 1,000 will avoid cancer, death, and 2 will avoid spread of cancer.
Subalit ito ay isang delikadong argumento. Isang urological surgeon sa Sydney Medical School, si Professor Henry Wu, ang nagsabi na ang hindi pagsasabi tungkol sa pagsusuri ng prostate cancer sa mga lalaki, maliban lamang kung ito ay hihilingin ng pasyente mismo, ay maaaring mauwi sa pagdami ng kaso ng prostate cancer na hindi nalalaman.
I get very concerned when there are messages being sent out there that prostate cancer does not need to be even discussed or diagnosed.
Nang una siyang naglingkod bilang doktor noong mga 1980s, si Professor Wu ay may mas maraming pasyenteng may advanced prostate cancer na nagmula sa limitadong impormasyon tungkol sa sakit.
There have been a number of studies that have evaluated the likely risk of seeing a return of these types of cases if we were to abandon early prostate cancer testing. And the figures are quite alarming. We would see a return to the bad old days where we would have men presenting in the emergency department in severe bone pain or in a paraplegic or quadriplegic condition.
Sinabi naman ni Dr. Jones mula sa Royal Australian College of GPs na ito ay mahirap mangyari.
I think that most men are aware of their prostate these days and the risks of prostate cancer. And my experience, my personal experience, is that men actually ask me about it.
Hindi naman sumang-ayon si Dr. Brian Morton.
Men generally only come to the doctor when they're sick. They don't present usually for a checkup. And I think it's important that they are given the opportunity to address each of the issues that are relative to their health.
Sinabi ni Professor Wu na labis siyang nababahala para sa mga lalaking lumika sa Australia mula sa ibang bansa na may mababang antas ng pagsusuri sa prostate cancer.
I have grave concerns that there are going to be some men who will have clinically significant disease who will miss out on the opportunity to be diagnosed and appropriately treated with life-saving treatment. Even though men born overseas have a lower risk of prostate cancer compared to Australian-born individuals, that doesn't mean that they don't have the capacity to develop serious prostate cancer.